الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل وسلم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله العلي العظيم من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة نرجو بها الرحمة شهادة ندخرها عنده يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم والصلاة والسلام على سيدي رسول الله نشهد أنه سيدي ومولاي عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم رسله قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين وصل على سيدنا محمد في كل وقت وحين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين صلاة وسلاما دائمين تامين أكملين متلازمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك يا ربنا أما بعد فأوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله العظيم ولزوم طاعته وأحذر نفسي وأحذركم من عصيانه ومخالفة أمره لقوله عز من قائل ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله ولقوله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ثم أما بعد Indeed all praise due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We praise him and we thank him to be amongst the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. And we testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is last and final messenger. We send our salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Sadat. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept this salutations and this testimony and to save it for us to that day when we stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when nothing gonna benefit us except coming to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with a sincere and pure heart. I counsel myself and all of you to have consciousness of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala counseled all of us and those who came before us in the verse that he says, we have counseled you and those who came before you to be conscious of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you think more and more about the meaning of taqwa, you will find Allah to be mindful of Allah, to fear him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love him at the same time, hope and fear. And that is the exact meaning of taqwa, to be mindful of Allah. Allah should be present in your mind along with your life. And then I wanted to start with sending these poetry to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we commemorate the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as we celebrate the day in which that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided that this day gonna be a great day in the humanity history. The day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the guidance and the mercy toward everyone and everything, that Allah decided that this day, in this particular day, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be born. ولد الهدى فالكائنات ضياء وفم الزمان تبسم وثناء الروح والملأ الملائك حوله للدين والدنيا به بشراء يوم يتيه على الزمان صباحه ومساؤه بمحمد والضاء يا خير من جاء الوجود تحية من مرسلين إلى الهدى بك جاءوا بك بشر الله السماء فزينت وتضوعت مسكا بك الغبراء زانتك بالخلق العظيم شمائل يغرى بهن ويولع الكرماء. Praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this poetry by Mutanabbi, speaking about how glad is this life and this dunya to have a certain human being that is a mercy. And this glad tiding is a day that we commemorate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many, many different ways. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you is to think how much we are connected with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this day. Not just in this day, but this is a reminder. Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relevant? What about our youngsters? Do they think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just a character that we think of from back days of the history and we have nothing to do with that nowadays? We love him, but we live our lives. Is that the case of our youngsters? At the same time, the question is, how much time we spend reading, connecting ourselves with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many different ways? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I wanted to share with you 2 points about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. That way we can celebrate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by reminding ourselves about him, his character, his morals, his behaviors, his akhlaq sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one who have created all of us, and he chose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be him, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Hashim ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Manaf ibn Qusay ibn Kilab ibn Ka'b ibn Murrah. When you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lineage, you're going to find out that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised that I was born from nikah, from a legal marriage. That gives you an indication about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how proud he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the whole kiosk and messed up, screwed up community. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not born from any kind of illegal relationship, and he's proud of that. And that has to do with our lives. We should think why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proud of this. One of the things that I'm gonna leave you with some questions that you're gonna think of, inshallah, and try to get the answers by yourself. That way we can learn more and we can be connected more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the main things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala praised is his character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And he's the chosen one, and he's the most beloved one to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is praising his akhlaq, his character. A great character. And not just that, that is extended by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran. And if you look, and I want you to pay attention and to bring your heart to listen carefully and attentively to what we're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said la'amruk, the creator is swearing by the life of one of his creation, who is that? No one except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La'amruk. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to praise him and to exalt him, he mentioned فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. You are, just think of these words. I want you to think of these words to know how much Allah loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how much we should love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do we exaggerate if we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and we utter more salawat and we celebrate loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we recognize the day that he was born in? No, we're not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah praised him in the Quran, saying that فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. It's a metaphor that you tell someone that you're inside my eyes. That means I'm taking care of you. The love that I have for you is extraordinary. Thinking of that. Having that said, just always remember that Allah is praising the Prophet ﷺ that way. Saying that you have a good character, you have a great character. And then look at the Prophet ﷺ's life. The connection. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet with Allah, and at the other hand, the connection and the relationship between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the society that he was in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved, standing the whole night. And after, even at the beginning of the da'wah, the prophethood, it was an obligation on the Muslims to pray at night, Qiyamul Layl. Then it was reduced and it was become a mandub, liked or recommended. Though at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was obliged to continue, Qumil Layla illa qalila. He continued that until the end of his life. He never stopped Qiyam al-Layl. To the point that his heels, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got cracked. Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing that much? You're making a lot of Qiyam, Ya Rasulullah. Why are you doing that? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven your sins. He said, shall I not be a thankful, a grateful servant? That is a lesson that we need to use in our life and to implement in our lives. Being thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means actions. Because when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed gratitude in the Quran, قال اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Shukr should be an action. It's not a verbal words that we do and we utter. It is in action, an action that we are doing to show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are thankful, Ya Allah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ was doing that. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Look at your life. Look at your actions. Are you abdun shakur to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Are you a thankful and a grateful servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? When you're going to your work, when you're dealing with your family, with your wives, especially with your wives. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, when he deal with his wife sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best manners ever that you can think. Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, you all know the story. One of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought something to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a bowl, and the Prophet was sitting with some of the Sahaba, and then Aisha radiallahu anha came and she got jealous, and we all know the story. She took that plate or bowl and she threw it down to the ground. She broke it. And just think of that situation. Your wife is coming here and you have your friends and you're sitting there, and your wife coming and got the plate and just throw it down and broke it. What are you going to do? You're going to be mad. Some people would exceed that. They would start like uttering some words. Some people would whatever. But at the same time, look at the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to know how great that human being that Allah chose to be the messenger, the one who's receiving the revelation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at the face of Aisha and looked at the Sahaba there, the guests, said, "Gharat ummukum." Your mom got jealous. Simple as that, Ya Rasulullah. Yeah, simple as that. Gharat ummukum. He accepted that. It's a human nature. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before he dies, and why I'm bringing the issue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's relationship with his wives, because we are also commemorating, this is the month of the Women Abuse Awareness Month we're in. And I want to look at that and reflect upon that in our lives. And we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic. The problem is huge in our communities. A lot of brothers, they do not respect. Some people would exaggerate to start hitting or abusing their daughters, their wives. And that's happening in every society, in every community. And that's why we are commemorating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character and akhlaq and morals. It is to apply and to have that implemented in our lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealing with the little kids. A small girl would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grab his hand and took him to the marketplace in the Medina and running left and right with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just thinking of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dragging here and there by a little girl. And he's smiling sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the chosen one. That is Abdun Shakur to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we say Shakur, Shakur means that continuously, consistently acting Shukr, practicing that gratitude in his life. That is the meaning of Shakur. You use your heart and you use your verbal words at the same time. You're acting upon that to prove that, Ya Allah, I'm a grateful, I'm a thankful servant of yours. Ya Allah, I am trying to be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved one. In the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, we extend our love and we send our salawat. On the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidu Sadat, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to let us be able to live our lives following his footsteps sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his guidance sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to deal with his enemies, he used to be merciful toward them. When he has captives, and those are, as we call it, were captives, he has the right to do whatever against them because they were coming to kill him and he's defending himself. Though at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would choose to release them with the teaching that happened with the captives of Badr. Teach our kids and I'm going to release you. Just think of that. You will be able to describe your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed on a great manner and character. And at the same time, he was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was a grateful, thankful servant to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even though he was forgiven, but he used to be connected. And I want you to connect these dots and put it and tie it together to understand. We have to have a holistic understanding of Islam and the principles and the values of Islam, and to apply it in your life. If you're thankful to your manager, if you're thankful to your wife, if you're thankful to your kid when he's doing something right, then you're going to understand the meaning of what? The meaning of Ash-Shakur. Allah himself called himself Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur, the one who's rewarding those who are thankful. يَشْكُرُ لَقُولُ شَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appreciate what you're doing. And the same way Allah called himself Ash-Shakur, the one who's thankful to his servants, those who are praising him and worshipping him, Allah will reward him. That way of shukr. So we have too many ways to worship Allah, too many ways to connect with Allah through the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is better than these days? Rabi'ul Anwar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in. This is a reminder for myself and all of you. Extend your life, your love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do your best to send the salawat on him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in the Friday and the night of Fridays. And in this month, teach your kids, get with your family together and start talking about the akhlaq and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become relevant to our lives. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيها فوز المستغفرين أستغفر الله. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة نرجو بها الرحمة ونسأله تبارك وتعالى أن يبلغنا شفاعة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما دائمين تامين أكملين عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We'll leave you with that and we'll conclude this khutbah saying that if we're not connected with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if we're not connected with the most beloved one to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then who are the one that we'll be connected with? And how we're going to be connected with Allah himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who showed us the way except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who showed us how to pray and how to pay the zakah and how to perform hajj and umrah? Who was the guidance? Who was sent to the humanity as a mercy? If we do not extend that love and we do not practice shukr of the ni'mah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are driving, when you're dealing with your fellow neighbors, when you're dealing with everyone, with everything, even though think of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Prophet is there sitting by you, are you going to do that or not? Ask yourself, do you want it to be like him? What about seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dreams? What about being with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, drinking from his hand, from his fountain? What about being accompanied with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You want to be accompanied with him? Then be like him. He told us one of the ways to get closer like this with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to sponsor an orphan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أنا وكافر اليتيم في الجنة كهاتين. The one who sponsor an orphan will be with me like this. Oh Allah, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be our witness that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we would love to be with him, ya Allah. Oh Allah, gather us with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make our akhlaq and characters like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, guide us to follow his footsteps, ya Allah. Oh Allah, steadfast us on the straight path, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And connect us with you, ya Allah. Forgive all our sins and shortcomings. Oh Allah, let us be able to be thankful through actions, serving the servants of you, ya Allah. And that way, ya Allah, we show gratitude to you of all the blessings that you gave us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, let that love that we carry in our hearts for you and your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us the intercession of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us be admitted to the Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وارفع بإذنك راية الحق والدين، ردنا والمسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، ونجنا اللهم من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اجعلنا كإياه صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل أمر تولاه، اجعل أخلاقنا من أخلاقه، اجعل أعمالنا كأعماله. اللهم اجعلنا محمديين في أعمالنا وفي نياتنا وفي صفاتنا وفي أفعالنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين اغفر لنا زللنا وتقصيرنا وخطأنا وسيئاتنا وكل ذلك عندنا. اللهم فرج كرب أمة الإسلام في كل مكان، ارفع عن أمة الإسلام هذه الغمة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح لنا أحوالنا كلها، لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، واسألوه من فضله يعطكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استقيموا واعتدلوا وثابني وثابكم الله. Close to each other and fill up the gaps. وجهوا قلوبكم إلى الله. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله، وكفى بالله حسيبا. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، سلام، وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا، وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله،
وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. اللهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله. May Allah bless you. Sheikh Ibrahim, a beautiful recitation and a message about the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He'll be with us inshallah tonight and tomorrow, and we'll be reciting inshallah some of a beautiful recitation, poetry in the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a number of other people will be doing that. So tomorrow there will be a long program inshallah, a beautiful program. And also tonight we'll have a famous sister who plays basketball with hijab, and she will tell her experience. So inshallah she'll be here. Barakallahu fikum. Please remember in your dua several people who are not well, may Allah give them shifa, and several people who passed away, may Allah give them rahmah and maghfirah inshallah. So brother Muhammad Rafi, brother Haitham Bundakchi, brother Bilal Dalati, sister Reema Dalati, brother Ihsan al-Kareem, brother Parvez Jamil, sister Rayhana Habib, brother Muhammad Adil Yusuf, brother Muhammad Ibrahim, sister Asma Iqbal Qazi, sister Salima Khan, and 20-year-old sister Nubira Alam. Please make dua for their health. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifaan la yuqadir. Also dua maghfirah for Dr. Fatima Rabia Jalal, brother Yusuf Talib Muhammad, brother Sayyid Tirmizi, brother Muhammad Shamsi, brother Muhammad Abdul Majid, sister Nawal Halwani, and sister Zakiya Ahmed. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahmhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'i madkhalahum. Allahumma sabbir ahlahum ya Allah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqih Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi wa adbahi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Barakallahu fikum.